Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His servant, Pastor Olaide Olaniyo. Be blessed as you listen.
Shablon to te, Rubu to te, Agilogo ite, Abolo atibate, de Porugo to ite, Iteva Bogo, Hatibate, de Obilakin to Fria Kichemani, Frugutalian to mighty to save. I am mighty to save. I am mighty to save. Here the great salvation is here. Here the great salvation is here. I am mighty to save, for this day shall be characterized as the rotting of salvation. Yea, even the everlasting salvation of God. Even the everlasting salvation of God. For many salvation will be wrought, and many deliverances will take place. And many deliverances will take place. Yea, many deliverances will take place. We have brought even our throne. We have brought even our throne. We have brought even our throne. We do not just want to walk, we want to establish. We do not just want to walk, we want to establish. Yeah, and set a new pace across. And set a new place across. And set a new place across. Yeah, we brought the throne. We brought the throne. We brought the throne. We want to set the pace. We want to correct. We want to instruct. Yeah, we want to correct. We want to instruct. We want to correct wrong ancient landmark that has been laid. Yeah, we want to correct. We want to correct. We want to correct. And so we are here, even as the throne of God. Even as the throne of God. Even as the throne of God. Here we are sitting at the seat of judgment. Even to judge spirit. Here, even to judge spirit. For many, many evil spirits go what can't go away from your life. Many, many evil spirits. Here, go what can't go away from your life. Go what can't go away from your life. Go what can't go away from your life. Here, we will chase them away. 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 Yeah, we will chase evil spirit away. We will chase evil spirit away. Yeah, it's time. It's time to judge throne. It's time to dethrone. It's time to dethrone. It's time to uproot. It's time to uproot. It's time to take them away. It is time. It is time. For the times of the throne is here. Even the time of the judgment of God. For to place judgment. Yeah, over the things that the Lord has not planted. Even in your life. 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 You will not remain the same again. Judgment is here. The throne is here. We are here to plant the throne. We are here to establish the life. Even the gospel of Jesus. Even the life of Jesus. And set things that are dead ablaze again. And set things that are dead alive again. For dry bone will come alive. For your life will be quickened to Jesus. Yeah, even the groaning life of Jesus will now become your life. Yeah. Evil spirit, here just a cut spirit, here to cut you off, evil covenant of death, here to cut you off, here to cut you off, here to cut you off, even from the pace of death, even from alignment with death, for we are here, here to place judgment, judge you, evil spirits.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we it? Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you so very much. Hallelujah. 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 God is indeed set for us to turn us into righteousness, to heal us and heal this land. One of the warfare of Satan against our generation, and particularly this land, is a war against families. A war against families. Satan has done overtime work on wrecking families or making a mockery of the purpose of God concerning the family. Hallelujah. Satan has done an overtime work to ensure that the purposes of God does not prosper, does not prevail, or the kind of man that the Lord desires does not emerge out of the family. Amen. In our society, we have more dysfunctionality than ever. And with the way enlightenment is coming, and people profess love, hallelujah, people profess love, we will think that more homes should be stable. In the days of our parents, most of our parents didn't get married out of love. They got married out of an arrangement. But their relationships were more stable. I didn't say were more enjoyable. Their relationship was more stable than what we find in our day. Many people, in our days, many people get married for love, but the capacity to hold a home has been diminished. Why? The values, ancient values that actually hold the family together, Satan has beaten it into something that society doesn't appreciate again. Are you understanding what I'm saying? For example, it is hard, hallelujah, I'm speaking to the younger one, it is hard, very, very difficult for you to tell a young one now that you are not to marry for love. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You are not what? You know, that sounds like, guy, what are you saying? Why are you saying? No. Bible didn't say you should marry for love. It says you love the person you married. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There are two different things. It didn't say marry her because you loved her. No, it's love her because you have married her. Are you understanding? So, love is not what makes you marry. It's commandment, it's structure, it's purpose. Are you understanding it? Now, traditionally, it is not whether you like, it's your parents that even arrange for you. So, but they teach you a culture, a value of staying and working it out. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Not because you love, but because you learn to love the person who you have been brought. Now, you can say whatever you want to say, that method is archaic. But if you feel that method is archaic, you can never come into the purpose of God. Because God does not give you somebody that delights you. He gives somebody that is necessary for you. He said, you help meet for you. Not God didn't bring a soul to Adam that he loved. And when he ate and saw Eve, the first response was not love. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The first response was not love. The first response. Now, you see, confusion with many people. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm starting on this hard note. I didn't plan to start like this, but I'll just follow the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? The values that the society promotes is what we call love. And that love is one emotional butterfly thing that is actually carnal, sensual, and selfish. Carnal, sensual, and what? Selfish. Selfish in the sense that what I'm looking for, what is good for me, not whether I'm good for her. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So what we call love is something that is appealing to me. Is that Samson spirit? You know what Samson told the parents? Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. Are you pleasing to her? Are you ordained to be together? Is it a purpose of God that is driving you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? But today, society has lifted up something that is strange, that was not there from the beginning. So I feel like when I don't feel like again, we break it apart. We become incompatible. There is nothing to contend for. There is nothing to fight for. So you see that a lot of ancient ways that actually weave the family from the very foundation had been broken down. Broken down. From the very foundation that what even leads us to meeting. Isaac and Rebecca, are they met before? So it is not love. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It is not love that led to it. It is not emotions. You learn to love the person. Now that's out. When you tell this generation, no. Sometimes when I'm talking to younger people, you say, I don't feel any emotion. I say, don't worry. Continue obey. Emotions will develop. You say, God, I know that I have a witness. I've agreed that yes, it's God. But pastor, I'm not feeling anything. You say, that's not how it begins. You begin with obedience. And when your delight is obeying God, you see that your emotions will follow. Emotions will follow. But a person wants to feel all the emotion and feel all the confusion. By the time you feel all the confusion, don't worry, one situation will lead to the abscond. I say abscond shot. Amen. Amen. Everything will fly away. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I said Satan has lifted up things promoted, especially in our age, through social media, hallelujah, values that are strange to the way and the culture of faith, strange to the way and the culture of the spirit. Now, let me quickly balance something. That God doesn't lead you by emotions doesn't mean that you cannot like the person. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If the person is walking in truth, there is something you admire about their life. Are you understanding? But the emotional, erotic, or sensual, the emotion part of love. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is reserved for marriage will not develop immediately. Are you understanding? It will not develop immediately. But there is a beauty. There is a beauty. I've had many sisters say, I love you as a friend, but as a husband, no. Even Christian spiritual brothers, and I think those things you should get brothers confused. In fact, they'll say you are husband material. And then you'll be praying, God, my chances have just been stepped up. Then you will now hear through somebody, because you know those things used to leak. You just tell your friend that I'm liking this person, though. Then this person tells somebody, and then this person tells somebody. Then they mention in the sisters here. Then you know, you're like, but I thought from all of our conversation, the girl that is very, you just go that. The same person that was just starts. Yes, what do you want? And you can't explain. I thought my chances just went up. The person that will say that, the person I'll marry is so blessed. Okay, you are the blessed one. He said, no, not like that. It's not in that way. You can be for Sister Shade, but for me, I just didn't see it that way. Hallelujah. Say amen. Now, it takes a person who is committed to obedience to see the agenda of God and say, I don't know how that thing used to happen. But maybe it's something inside our soul. Both sisters and brothers. They can love your music and say, every time Brother Dolapo is just, I'm just in the spirit. But the day they say it is Brother Dolapo, one sadness just falls upon the sister. So you mean I'll be tied for the rest of, don't worry, Pastor, he already has a sister. So no sister is looking your way. Amen. And if they are looking your way, amen. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I said Satan has promoted values, things that are alien to the way of faith. One of the things he promoted is that feelings. One of the things he promoted is lack of submission, lack of reverence for authority. What we call family today is far, very, very far from the plan and purpose of God. And why is Satan so much attacking the family? The family is the first church. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The family is what? Is the first church. Is the first church. That which they compare the home to is the church. Thank God for how we gather. But you see, the church cannot prosper beyond what it does in the home. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The church cannot what? Prosper beyond the expression of life held in the home. The church cannot prosper. In fact, when we come together like this, it is only a pastor, someone who has been deceived that will think that, this is how we are. I tell pastors, if you don't know any flock, dele, you don't know devil. Are you understand what I'm saying? Because that is where we are at home. When I say at home, say at home. That's where our nature finds expression. You know that when you get to your house and to your room, you are not careful to fart. I like that smile. When you're in your office, even in church, if you want to fart, you just do like. You fart in church, you not turn your head. I see you become. Even in church, you do like. You just do like. The thing has gone on, everyone is left. The person sitting near you is also careful. He knows that something is smelling, but just like even in church, everybody is there for everybody. But when you get are you mess? Yeah, you understand? They don't get even brother and sister. Look at how you mess fat inside this place. Because you are at home. In office, you will not be able to do that. You package everything. So Saturday morning, you can eat at home. You don't worry about makeup. Are you understand what I'm saying? At home, you don't worry about makeup because who is looking at me? I beg, I don't get anybody tired. Go and wash. You are not looking at image. Your soul is at home. It's at home. And really, really, that's where the gospel wants to walk. That's where the gospel wants to walk. Yeah. We package. Everybody are packaging for everybody. That's why someone said, if I wife in church, this is not where to find wife. Oh. I said, you find wife in church. It's not here. It's in the way. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's in the way that you find, not here. You can see a wife in church, and then you meet someone who is not following the way. But because they are consistent in church, you think that because they are in church, then they have passed the mark. You can marry trouble. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can marry what? Trouble. Wahala. Because that a person, this place is like hospital. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Everybody is receiving their dose of medication for change. And you know, in hospital, there are different departments. There's somebody in psychiatry ward. There's somebody in gynecology. There's somebody in physiotherapy. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Different problems. But that you are not meeting in the same department doesn't mean that they don't have problem. Are you understanding? You may not be meeting in the same ward. Meeting the same doctor doesn't mean that they don't have their problem. Are you understanding? But as we trust God that God is administering medication to every soul, everybody's being healed. And then they measure how much you are responding to treatment. So people, they have to carry them to emergency ward. Yes, emergency. ICU. When they notice that the case of this person is deteriorating, they quickly rush them to ICU, intensive, to resuscitate and ensure that that person is revived. Then when he's resuscitated, they transfer it to general ward again. General ward. And ensure that this soul is responding to treatment. But when I say that, you're finding the way. You're finding the way. One who is journeying towards God. Hallelujah. Say amen. So the attention of God for the church is practically to focus on families. Families. Bible says that he sets the solitary in families. God has never, God will not do his work completely without families. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So the coming together of a man and a wife is actually to, what's what they call a family, is actually to start a garden. Are you understanding what I'm saying? To start a garden. To plant a garden. Hallelujah. A garden of God where God can reap pleasant fruits. Precious fruits. Let's see that Songs of Solomon 4. Songs of Solomon 4, the last from verse 12, thereabout. 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Can we read together verse 12? A garden enclosed is my sister, pause. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. A garden enclosed is my, a garden. Say a garden. Say a garden. Say a garden. Hallelujah. Enclosed is my sister. I'm just going to tidy it up. I'm trusting God that the Lord will, through Daddy, bless us tremendously tonight. Amen. It's a medium edition, and God is doing a lot to push us forward in the spirit. He said, a garden, say a garden. Every sensible man knows that the home is your wife. Say your wife. Say the wife. Say the wife is the home. The wife is the home. The wife is what? Is the home. The wife is the home. The wife is the garden. The wife is the home. The wife is the garden. The wife is the home, is the garden. Every single thing, the success, the beauty of the home rests on the investment in the woman. That's why they call the man the bridegroom. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's why they call what? The man, the bridegroom. His work all his life from that point forward is to groom this garden. What do you do to garden? You groom the garden. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You groom it, dress it. What? Some people, because of, and it happens both ways though, because of societal influence, think that the fruit of a union is the children. And so, where the union is opportune to be blessed with children, they shift the attention to the children. And where the union is not opportune to have children, they despise the woman. Hardly does society blame the man. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Hardly does society blame the man. But the work of the man, hallelujah, the work of the man is towards groom. Say groom. Groom is garden, or groom, raise is wife, or raise is spouse. Raise is garden. That is the home. There is no home without the wife. There is no home. You can have house. It is a woman that makes it a home. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's a woman that makes it a home. And it is the responsibility of the man. Of the man to culture and nurture. Now, no matter how beautifully raised a daughter you married, I dare to say that she still shut up. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When I say shut up, or enclose, is that the depths of the riches of the grace that God wants to bed forth has not been seen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The depth of the riches. You see, society has done injury to womanhood. And one of the hope of God is that through the church, the dignity of the feminine person is restored. You see, the church is not, of course, we are not preaching feminism, but it is the dignity of man that honors the female man. What God has put inside the female man. Many of the challenges that we see, even that spirit called feminism is actually a satanic solution to an error. Error that happened because of the negligence of men, abandoning their responsibility. So Satan provided a solution that women should arise and protest for what should have been given to them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So that thing is an attempt of Satan to fill a void that was created by masculine deficiencies. Where women are treated with honor, dignity, like God ordained. You don't see a woman competing with a man. You don't see. You don't see. Who doesn't want to be served? Who doesn't want to be provided for? Who doesn't want to be given liberty to express the fullness of God? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Where the opportunity is provided, and then you are safe. You are secured. And nobody's taunting you because you didn't provide money. Are you understanding? They are not asking you, what did you bring to the table? Are you understanding what I'm saying? They are not asking you, what did you bring to the table? No. I brought you from your father's house to care for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, when I brought you from your father's house, I took full responsibility. And that full responsibility is not just material provision, is to bring out the fullness of the blessings of God. It may also be you may, in bringing that thing out, you will be resourceful, because I will inspire you to be the best version of you that there can ever be. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And I'm not intimidated by your success. In bringing out the best version, you can even be more, in quotes, successful than I am. Let me ask us a question. Who is Ronaldo's coach? Who is Ronaldo's coach, both in the club side and in his country, Portugal? You don't know. Eh? How many of you know the coach of Messi? Are you understanding what I'm saying? The player has more glory than the person that is coaching him. Anthony Joshua's coach, who is he? Usyk's coach, who is he? You don't know. But through their skill and experience, they raise a world champion. And they are content in being in the shadows. That's what a man is. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can you stand your wife being blessed? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Can you what? Some men, the notion of a headship is that I must be the champion. There is me that they must see everywhere. In fact, you are intimidated. Immediately she gets a job. Are you understanding? Immediately she gets a contract. She starts earning in millions. They tell you. I watched the clip, sir. I don't know. I just stumbled upon it on YouTube. And he said that they were talking about marriage, and this man was saying that he can never help the woman, any woman to succeed, or he can never help. I've forgotten how he put it. I was so irritated, I didn't even allow the thing to sink into, because he was saying it authoritatively online. I said, what kind of vomit is this person vomiting into people's minds? He said that, why? Because once women get power, they start rebelling. I'm like, what? Where did you get this idea from? It's from the pit of hell. It's from the pit of hell. So, the idea is, I don't want any woman that who will contest what I say or argue with me. You see that there is a fallen mindset behind it. A fallen mindset behind it. But the role of the man actually is actually to bring out all that God has put within that woman. Whatsoever that minutes, sometimes it's more glorious and more beautiful. You know, one of the persons I respect so much to you tomorrow, especially within the corridor of it, is Joyce Meyer's husband. Till tomorrow, somewhere, my regard for that man is high. Being an administrator in your wife's ministry. Are you understand what I'm saying? Being an administrator in your wife's ministry. And there is nothing. Say nothing. 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 I am the head. I am what? You don't know what headship is. Headship, as has been taught us over and over, is not commander in chief. Is sacrificer in chief. Is sacrificer in chief. Is dyer in chief. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I'm saying that, I said that Satan has attacked the foundations and the fabrics of what we call. I've overtalked you. I've overtalked. Hallelujah. How many of us want to listen to daddy tonight? I really felt, but I felt that daddy needs to rest, but daddy also needs to bless us. So, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Men are deficient. Men are scarce. Women are scarce. Children. Oh, Jesus. If you know what is happening in our generation, children are no longer innocent. Children are what? I'm a mother. At two, innocence has been robbed of some souls. I was surprised, sir, when I saw a clip, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, in church during COVID, a boy, one of those boys, they were doing resuscitation. Then they came and want to spray. Even that act in itself is something else. Then they came and wanted to spray money. The boy dropped like, the way he was catching money. I was surprised. Inside the church, the act of even coming to something. Now, that boy, I looked at him. I don't know how old the child is, but something was awake already. Something. The child dropped the mic, and then, if you see how they scramble for money, a sorrow weighed upon my heart. I said, Lord, if God doesn't intervene, these are the people that our children will interact with in school. These are the people. Apostles of another way. It's not the politicians. It's not the presidents. They were groomed. Their homes are oracles. Their homes are shrines of darkness. We have values of hell. Ways of hell. Are bred. And you know, sir, the challenge is this. If I learned, because we farmed a little, I learned that if you want to, for example, plant watermelon, you ensure that you don't plant it with bitter lemon. Because if they take the pollen of that thing and then pollinate your own watermelon, that thing will change the taste. So those that want to plant watermelon, they go into isolated places where they ensure that other kinds of melon or bitter lemon or normal egusi is far away from it, so that it will be difficult. Even if bees wants to pollinate, they will not take the pollens from a bitter one and then put upon the sweet one, because they want to preserve its sweetness. But what Satan is doing is ensuring that they put it next door to your door. So that even if you don't listen to that song in your house, somebody else is playing it, and then they'll meet when they are fetching water. And you just discover that there is something I did not plant. There's something I did not plant. There's something I did not raise. And many of us have been raised like that. We didn't have it in our house, but you know how to run. Why God was over my parents, I was saying it today, why God was over my parents to ensure that we weren't exposed to something. I said, we didn't have television. It's just draw. There was color TV. We didn't have. We didn't have DVD. We didn't have video. We didn't have a CD player. So, but we didn't have all of those things. But our neighbors have. And then When their mother goes out, the children will start playing all manner of nonsense. That's when we start, they fell into pornography. They will now start saying, now, God wanted to save us. He ensured that the economy, that those things were not available in our, but Satan positioned another where, even though it's not available, you will be able to borrow it. And then that thing activates a warfare for years. For heaven to be able to cure and undo that work. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, there is a problem. There's a classic problem. If God doesn't help us and show us the way, raise men, raise women, who will stand upon their watch, who would help to protect the heritage of God, who will protect the interest of God. This light that we are hearing, this truth that we are hearing, will come and then pass, but then there will be no work done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the beautiful thing is this, brethren, that God is doing a corrective work. God is doing a corrective work. He's raising repairers of the breach, restorers of the paths, restorers of the paths, restorers of the path to dwell in. Is amending the desolation of many generations. Desolation of many generations. Desolation. 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 If you see some homes, hallelujah. Sorry, I'm not going into the word again. I'm just giving a charge. Hallelujah. If you see the work that Satan has done in some home, is desolation. Broken, scattered, siblings all around. None looks for God. Everybody, also spirit, the is so falling that the children can spend themselves for money. They can sell their body for money. They are bearing Peter. They are bearing Christian names. But everything that is far from Christ is what their life represents. The agenda of God, the interest of God today, I'm trusting God. That God will restore. I say I'm trusting God that what? God will restore. That God will raise solid men. Are you understanding me? God will raise what? Solid men. Solid women. Solid husbands. Solid wives. Solid children. Sound homes where righteousness can thrive. Where the laws of everlasting life can blossom. God is looking for something, and that thing will not prosper outside of the fullness of us responding to God, giving ourselves solely to God. Amen. Are we blessed? Are we blessed? I want to stir our appetite. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God. Daddy, our daddy, our mommy. Can we appreciate our daddy and our mommy again? Daddy is a prophet. Daddy has an apostolic tilt to his ministry. And daddy is a fountain of blessing. One of the things I appreciate most is that I love their home. I love their home. Daddy is a young man. Daddy is not Casco. You can't bind daddy and mommy in religion. No. Daddy has broken that thing. Shattered that thing. And I'm trusting God that religion will fly away. One of the things that Satan brought to cripple the home is religion. To replace faith, to replace journeying with God. And some of the things, when God begins to judge you, you do not see that there's liberty in the spirit. Not liberty as an occasion for lasciviousness, but grace. Grace to actually grow and then flourish and blossom and bloom. Reason why some people have not responded to God is because religion. And those things, God reinforces it through Satan reinforces it through parenting. But the Lord has helped us and brought us a father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.